Meditation, as taught by the Buddha, is to develop the stability or sati to see things as they are, to insight into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta, to develop the wisdom to break free our mind. No more delusion, no more suffering. Relax into whatever mind state, whether pleasant or unpleasant, that arise. Know that this like and dislike are due to your mundane mind's conditioning and habitual tendency. After having awakened to this understanding and wisdom, you can transform your life for the better. You will have more wholesome mind state that arise via the newly heedful way of living, which are so different from those of your past, rather unwholesome or heedless, unwholesome mind state born of heedless living. Okay? So this is very clear. Then number 9. The true mind is the tranquil and still mind in pure awareness without thought. And such a mind can awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta, or empty nature or existence. Without wisdom, mara may come and attack you, make you miserable. Most human beings merely existed through life because they are only conscious of life and they are hardly mindful and aware within. But when you are constantly aware, you truly live life. That is heedful living. If you do not know who you are, what you are, then who is living your life? Huh? This is a very good inquiry. If you don't know who are you or what are you, then who is living your life? Ah, the thought, avijja. They have a good time. Huh? They can play havoc on you. Make you miserable. Torment you. If you do not know who are you, what are you, then who is living your life? The deluded thought is living your life. Understand not? Before thought arise, our nature is pure awareness, the true mind, or spacious awareness without a center. When you perceive something, a thought arises. From spacious awareness, you zoom into the limited space to perceive something to arise the thought. After you perceive, you input the content of consciousness following your views and opinion. Thought is pure awareness with its content of consciousness. This is how the five aggregate of form and mind arise. So this is the second aspect. Eh? This thought is limited. Because after you focus, thought arises within the small space. This limited and egoic mind cannot see the whole and is incapable of awareness. This thought is not you, but merely a dependent originating or condition arising thought entity. That's why it is a vehicle and tool karmically conditional. Upon contact of mind with the senses, you can become conscious of what you see, what you smell, taste, tactile, feel, and think. With proper meditative understanding, you will understand that this thought is not you. But when you think they are you, sakyadity or self-delusion set in. Wrong thought condition your lack of peace. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, which come from the accumulated memories of good and bad experiences, are all embedded deep in your subconscious and unconscious. Most deluded people tend to hold on to their negative emotion, thus creating more unwholesome thought and suffering. The main cause of suffering is attachment, clinging, and craving born of sakyadity. Thus, if you do not know who are you, what are you, you can be deluded by this thought. This wrong thought then live your life. So if you don't want to let this happen, you better train your mind to have wisdom, to have heedfulness, to understand life. Then the five mental aggregates of body and mind, which is feeling, perception, mental state, mental form, and consciousness. They arise and pass away, but you did not die. Hence, they are not you. You are the pure awareness which is beyond the form and mind.